It's the Forces Station BFBS. Hal here. Merry Christmas. I'm kind of toing and froing between the happy and merry. Haven't decided which fence I sit on. What I do know is I've finally relented. She's been badgering me all day. I don't even know what you're doing in here on Christmas Day. Charlene Guy, what do you want?
Merry Christmas. I want to open my box. So this is really exciting. These are the UK for You Christmas boxes that have been sent out across the forces world to 8,500 troops. So they at least have something to open on Christmas Day.
I've actually had one before, a couple of years ago.
It's 100 years since the first box was sent out in 1914 to troops on the front line. So a real poignant year.
Good knowledge.
It's a golden box.
Oh, yeah.
And it looks amazing. And I haven't been allowed to open it until today because that's when officially everybody around the forces world will get to open theirs. So if you haven't opened it, you might want to close your ears.
I can hear the excitement in your voice.
Come on!
You have had, calm down, you have had this sat on your desk. What people don't know is Charlene's had this for ages. She's had it sat on her desk at work, a very, very pink desk. You've been pretty good, haven't you?
I have been good because basically, even at the launch a couple of weeks ago, BFBS's Dusty Miller was there, Anna Soubry, the MP, was there. There was a massive launch with armed forces personnel and they weren't allowed to know what was inside the box. You'd think at the launch you'd get a little inkling, but nothing. It was a total secret. Today is the first time anybody's going to see what's in this box.
Unless someone's already opened one. But that, no, don't ruin the excitement. Now, it's actually sealed.
Yeah, I've got my scissors.
So you've got your scissors. What could possibly go wrong?
Am I allowed to go in now, Hal?
Yeah, you are.
Okay,
go for it, Charlene.
Okay, we're in. It's open.
Right, okay, now hang on. What people can't tell is here, I've got a load of computer screens in front of me, and all I can see is your Christmassy face. So what I'm going to do...
Face of excitement.
What I'm going to do is we've got this kind of like Star Trek desk. I'm going to lower it so that I can actually see what's in the box.
Okay.
Talk amongst yourselves.
And then it's going to be like a shopping channel with me displaying what's inside. What do you think is inside?
I'm just down here. I can't hear you.
What's inside the box, do you reckon?
I'm never going to get tired of the
fact
that the desk can do that.
Okay, now I'm having to squat to open it.
I didn't really think that through because now it's lower with the box. Okay, I can see. What do I think's inside? I think there's a teddy bear,
I think there's some mints.
Some out-of-date chocolate. You mean meat or...
Mint? No, mint.
Oh, right.
Fresh mint. Right, we're going in?
Yep.
Okay, so we've got a nice little card saying Merry Christmas from the Duke of Westminster, who
boring,
is patron
boring.
Of UK for You.
It's got to be better stuff. Okay,
we have sachets of hot chocolate,
yes,
people. Come
that's
on!
What we're talking about.
That's the morale. Okay, yes. Now we have got a UK for You coaster. We've got the original tin from 1914.
It's gold.
A replica, and there's some playing cards in there.
Everyone likes playing cards.
You're going to love this, Hal.
I like Snap.
There is a Santa hat.
There is a Santa hat.
Okay, what else?
You're not putting it on, I've noticed.
Okay, what is this?
Looks like
some sort of cloth.
An inflatable. Is it a T-shirt? Is it a towel?
It's
a handkerchief.
Hey, look.
It smells a bit funky. Mints!
Mints! That's what I could smell!
You were right.
Okay, what else have we got? Coffee sachet. Yeah. Hold on, a white box, which I'm opening.
Oh, the white box is always exciting.
Oh,
and another box.
Cunine Watson Stone. Have no idea what this is.
Someone will know what that means.
It's like a nice little sewing kit.
Yes,
with tweezers and
stuff. I've got all these before. They're actually really, really useful.
A Christmas decoration.
Yep.
Spotted. Travel neck pillow.
You've got to have a travel neck pillow. I don't go anywhere without it.
Fluorescent lanyard that flashes.
Very festive.
Headphones.
Oh, yeah, good stuff.
What are these? Alcohol-free bacterial wipes.
Now, you know I'm a big fan of them.
A fork spoon. A spork.
You got it there in the end. I wasn't going to help you.
There is a mug.
Oh, that's a cool mug. Oh,
that is a cool mug.
There's loads of stuff in it.
Oh, my God. What is that? Is that a torch?
Like a torch, yeah.
Yeah.
Small torch.
Hold on.
To see under the tree.
Oh, some sort of puzzle.
Yeah,
What's one of them? Those rock climbing things?
Oh, yeah, rock climbing thing. To fasten yourself onto the side of a rock. I don't know what on earth they were imagining people opening this was going to be doing.
Alarm clock, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
To wake you up for your rock climbing.
Exactly, and... final few things.
Oh, is that little raisins? Is it a little box of raisins?
Richard Hatch.
It's a small box the size of a thumb. Possibly Richard Hatch.
Oh, it's a padlock.
It's a padlock. The next best thing.
It's quite good though, isn't it? There's lots to open here.
Yes, she's still going. This is really...
And there's a torch.
Free money. Oh, another torch. You can never have too many torches on Christmas Day. Don't worry that it doesn't work. We won't broadcast that.
And then you've got the tin.
And the tin itself.
Yay! What are you going to do with it? I'm so excited. Sorry. Well,
I think you've made, let's be honest, you've made quite a lot of mess. Okay. Right, I think we are going to give this away. You happy with that, Charlene?
Yeah, give my box away.
I know there's a part of you that wants to keep hold of this. Charlene's going to repackage that as if it's never been opened.
That's going to keep me busy all day now.
Okay, and what we will do is we will give this away before the end of the show. So in about 10 minutes' time, I will give out a really teasery Christmas crackery question. And the first person to get it right wins this wonderful gold box. Thank you, Charlene.
Merry Christmas!